أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you remember, we were talking about how to treat your parents. In our previous session, I cited some verses and some traditions to show the Islamic point of view in regard with the subject under discussion. I pointed out that from the Islamic point of view, it is a must to be kind and to be affectionate to your parents. I cited many verses as well as many traditions to prove this point of view. I will devote the current session again to the matter of treating one's parents. Again, I will cite some more verses from the Holy Quran, and again I will relate some tradition from the Hadith books. The first verse that I will touch in this session is this verse. God says in chapter Isra, verse number 23, وَقَزَى رَبُّكَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord, your Creator, your Nurturer decrees that you shall not worship anyone, anything, except Him. Worship only God, the Almighty, and shun aside, leave aside everything else, whether it is money, it is wealth, or anything else. Some people worship money, some people worship reputation, some people worship worldly materials, and somebody is worshipping in one way or the other fame. God tells us to leave aside all these things and concentrate on worshipping God. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. God decrees and God tells us to be kind to our parents. This is the portion of the verse that is relevant to the topic under discussion. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. There are many verses that emphasize on the same point. In this verse specifically, mentions this issue and lays emphasis on this issue. It tells us to be kind to our parents. Be kind to our parents. Be affectionate to your dear parents. أَمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. If either or both of them become old, attain the advanced age, then don't tell any word of contempt to them. Do not insult them. Do not misbehave them. Do not mistreat them. Be always kind to them. Be always affectionate towards them. ولا تنهرهما, and don't repel them. Don't oust them from your house. And nowadays, there are houses, there are establishments designed for old people. Old people can no longer live with their children, with their boys and girls, with their daughters and boys and sons. They have to leave their nurse and theirs and go and live in a place designed by the government and organized by the government. So this is not a good thing. This is not a good tradition. God the Almighty tells us, don't repel your parents. Don't ignore your parents. Be affectionate towards them. Be kindly towards them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and speak with them softly. Speak with them kindly. This is the manner of Islamic morality. This is the manner Islam advises us to do. We must be behaving in a well-organized way towards our parents, towards the elderly, and towards others. So this is one part of the verse. Another verse in the same chapter tells us, وَخْفَزْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ, and be humble towards your parents. Your humbleness must originate in your compassion for your parents. If you are compassionate, if you are affectionate towards your parents, of course you are humble. And sometimes you are humble, but your humbleness does not originate in your compassion. You try to pretend that you are humble, but in reality you are not humble because you do not love your parents. You are not affectionate towards your parents. If you are really affectionate, if you are really in love of your parents, then you are of course humble towards them, and your humbleness is recognizable. Everybody can know about it. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. First of all, be humble, be kind towards your parents, and then try to ask God, try to pray, O God, O my Lord, ارحمهما, have mercy on them, on my parents, because they have brought me up. They have actually tolerated the difficulties, and they have carried the burden of bringing me up. It is not an easy task to bring up a child, to raise a child. To raise a child is a difficult task. You have to devote time and energy to upbringing a child. If you ignore the matter for a moment, a catastrophe might happen. Difficulties might arise. Problems might occur. Then you have to be careful. You have to be concerned. And you have to be actually careful about how to raise your children and how to bring them up. So this verse or these verses are very clear and very obvious in terms of telling us how to behave our parents and how to treat them. Let me quote some traditions as well. because to prove anything from the Islamic point of view, we must refer to both God's book as well as the traditions, because book, divine book and the traditions, they are interlinked. And as the tradition goes on saying, these two things do not separate from each other until they join the Holy Prophet by the pole. So anyway, let me quote some traditions. This is Imam Sadiq, the sixth Shia Imam, who gives us the characteristics of a Shia, of a, or a Shia. Who is a Shia? How can we know that he or she is a Shia? The Holy Imam gives us the characteristics and actually the traits of a Shia. The Holy Imam says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شِعَتُنَا إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ وَأَتَاعَهُ. The Holy Imam swears by God, فَوَاللَّهِ, he swears by God that no one is my Shia and no one is actually my follower except those who are afraid of God. You see, first of all, you must be afraid of God, of divine justice. God is not a fearful object. What is fearsome is the divine justice. We must be afraid not of God, but of His justice, because God is very much just. He takes each and everything into account. The judgment He passes or the judgment He makes is absolutely just. You cannot find any sign of injustice in the judgment passed by God or made by God. Yes, nobody is, the Holy Imam says, by God, nobody is my Shia, nobody is my follower, except those who are afraid of God, and except those who obey God. If you are afraid of God, and if you obey God, then you are the follower of Imam Sadiq. وَمَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ يَا جَابِرٍ إِلَّا بِتَوَازُعٍ. This is what we want to talk about. In وَمَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ, they are not recognizable. They cannot be recognized. O Jabir, they cannot be recognized except by humility. They are very humble. Shias are not proud. Pride does not have anything to do with the Shias. Shias are down to earth. They are very much humble. إِلَّا بِتَوَازُعِ وَالتَّخَشُّعِ. They are not arrogant. وَالْأَمَانَ. They return the trust. If you trust them with anything, they do not actually damage your trust. وَكَسْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And they are actually frequently remember God. The Shias or frequently remembering God. They are mentioning the names and the beautiful names of God. This is the sign of a true Shia. Wasawm, they are always fasting. Wasalah, they are praying. Wherever they go, they offer prayer. And they pay attention to prayer, and they pay attention to God. And lastly, the Holy Imam says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Shias are those who are kind to their parents. Shias are those who are affectionate towards their parents. And parents do not complain, against them. If your parents complain you, you must hesitate about your state of affair. These are the standards given by the Holy Imam, and we must evaluate ourselves on the basis of these standards. We must assess our actions, our behavior on the basis of these standards. How much our actions, how much our behavior complies with these standards. And the more our actions comply with these standards, the nearer we are to the stage of being a true Shia. And the less we comply with these standards, the farther we are from the stage of being a true Shia. This is a tradition. In this tradition is actually said by the Holy Imam, Imam Sadiq. And of course, there are other traditions from the Holy Imams that actually raise the same issue and that actually stress on the same topic. This is again Imam Sadiq who says and who actually quotes the Holy Prophet as saying. The Holy Prophet actually says, and somebody goes to the Holy Prophet and mentions this, Ya Rasulallah, inni raghib fil jihad, nasheed. Somebody goes and somebody visits the Holy Prophet, and when he meets the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, I'm very much interested in fighting in the way of God. I want to go to the front, to the battle front, and I want to fight the enemies of Islam. I'm fond of jihad. I'm fond of battling with the enemies of Islam. And look, what does the Holy Prophet say? The Holy Prophet says, فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَجَاهِدْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The Holy Prophet says to this person, O you who are very much interested in the war for the sake of God, if you are really interested, فَجَاهِدْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, go and fight for the sake of God. There are the Muslim armies and there are the enemies' armies. Join the Muslim armies and fight against the enemies and defend the Islamic land. فَجَاهِدْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And now if you join the Muslim army, you will face something like this. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تُقْتَلْ تَكُنْ حَيًّا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. If you join the Muslim army, and meanwhile, if you were killed, what will happen? You will not die. You will be alive before God. If you get killed, don't worry. You will be alive before God, and you will be given sustenance by God. Turzaq, and you will be given sustenance. وَإِنْ تَمُوتْ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And this is the second option. If you did not get killed, but you died, if you happen to die, then again don't worry, because you are walking for the sake of God. You are struggling for the sake of God. And God will not actually waste your reward. God will give you the reward which you deserve. So this is another option. And there is a third option. وَإِن رَجَعْتَ رَجَعْتَ مِنَ الزُّنُوبِ كَمَا وُلِدْتَ. But if you were not martyred, and if you did not die, and if you came back safe and sound, then again don't worry. Because in such a case, God will forgive your sins. God will ignore your mistakes. God will forgive your errors. And you will be as pure as when you were born. When you were born, you were sinless. You are very much pure. The same status will be given to you when you come back from a battlefield. When you return from a battlefield fighting for the sake of God, all your sins will be forgiven by God. Your mistakes will be ignored by God. But here the reporter says, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The reporter says, O Prophet of God, إِنَّ لِي وَالِدَيْنْ كَبِيرَيْنْ. O Prophet, I have my parents, they are very much old. يَزْعَمَانْ أَنَّهُمَا يَأْنَسَانِ بِي. They think that they are very much familiarized with me, and they are very much familiar with me. How can I leave them? Because they are used to living with me. They are habitualized to seeing me. How can I leave them? The reporter says to the Holy Prophet, وَيَكْرَهَانْ خُرُوجِي. And they don't like me to go out. فَقَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Holy Prophet responds. What does he say? فَقَرِّ مَعَ وَالِدَتِكَ. In such a case, you stay with your parents. Don't go to the battlefield and don't go fighting. Stay with your parents. فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. I swear by the one in whose hand my life is, I swear by God. What is the matter? The Holy Prophet says, if you stay with your parents, and if you take care of your parents for a day and night, God will give you a reward that is equal to 1 year of fighting in the sake of God. You see how much difficult it is to fight for a day, not to speak of week or month or year. But look at the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet says, a person who takes care of his parents, a person who is concerned about the well-being of his parents, even for a day and night, God will give him a reward that will be equal to the reward of a person who fights for the sake of God for an entire year. So look how much important it is to pay attention to parents, and how much it is necessary to pay attention to your father and mother. Let me skip some of the traditions that are available in this connection, because there are many traditions. If I quote all these traditions, we will be needing hours and hours at a stretch. But I will skip these quotations and these traditions, and I will suffice to the traditions I have mentioned thus far. I will refer to one of the philosophies of this divine or Islamic order. Why does Islam actually advise us to pay attention to our parents? I actually pointed out one of the philosophies of this order in my previous lecture, In this lecture, I will mention another philosophy of this divine ruling. You see, if there is no respect, there will be no reproduction. Let me explain this point. This is a very simple point. Let me explain it. You see, if you pay respect to your parents, if parents understand and realize that they will be respected by their children, then the parents will be encouraged to reproduce and to actually give, and the mother is ready to give birth to children. But if the parents come to know that they will not be respected by their children, and if they come to know that their children will disrespect them, then in such a case, the parents will not be ready to undergo reproduction or to accept reproduction, because reproduction is a very tough procedure, and it is not easy to accept this process. Because it, firstly, it is very much costly, and secondly, it is very much difficult physically. And that is why there are many in our present world who are not ready to, and there are many women who are not ready to become pregnant, and there are many men who are not ready to get married. All this is because the thing that it is of no use to raise children. Then raising children is of no benefit. And because of this, they ignore bringing up children and raising up children. And because of this, some Muslim scholars of the view that Islam emphasizes on this ruling, because Islam knows that if there is no respect, there will be no reproduction, there will be no marriage. If there is a marriage, there will be no reproduction. In order to be able to have reproduction, in order to be able to have marriage, in order to be able to have this, all these natural processes, we must try to tell our children to be affectionate. We must teach our children to be kindly and to behave kindly towards their parents. By doing so, we can actually encourage our parents to accept the process of reproduction, and reproduction in such a case will take place. Thank you very much.